Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hello, and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. Of course, I'm so excited to be here on Om Times Radio. It is a wonderful Wednesday. Well, it's actually wet Wednesday over here. It's been raining the last couple days. I hope everyone is doing well during these crazy times. I have such a great guest coming on in a few minutes. Not only is she an amazing woman, she has turned into a wonderful friend who I just adore. But before I bring on Mole Mama's Diana Silva, I have a few announcements. For those of you who listen and are on Facebook and you're looking for some inspiration, I would love it if you would join my public Facebook group called Postcards of Love. And you can post inspirational messages and art and photos and poems and videos, funny stuff, anything that you like that uplifts us. I think we need a lot more of that. If you are on any social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I would love it if you would follow me. Each week I do a Magic Monday message. It's an inspirational message with a photograph of a manifesting postcard or something that I'm inspired by. I'm always trying to flood the universe with positive messages in my own little way. And of course, links to everything that I do are on my website, postcardstotheuniverse.com. I just want to do a quick shout out to my parents who are celebrating their 52nd wedding anniversary today. Love you guys. I'm so grateful for you. Wow, 52 years. That's a long time to be married. I'm so happy and proud of them. Okay, I want to get this done first so I don't have not enough time at the end of the show. Next week, October 28th, I have a really cool Halloween-inspired show with special guest Kara Dwynn Greenleaf. And she's a writing instructor, a medieval scholar, and practicing astrologer. And she leads spirituality workshops and retreats throughout the U.S. and has published a number of books on mysticism. She is the author of Running Press's best-selling gift books, The Witch's Spell and Spells for Love and Romance. She has led ritual and magic workshops throughout North America. Greenleaf's graduate work in medieval studies has given her deep insight into ancient spells she utilizes in her work, making her work unique in the field. And she's going to be sharing a couple of full moon spells for Halloween because it's full moon this Halloween. So I'm really excited about having her next week. Okay. So last week, if you guys were here, I touched on this, and so now I'm going to share this big giveaway that I am doing around my book. The book's titled Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams. And the reason that I wanted to do this giveaway was because of, truthfully, COVID is kind of what my inspiration behind the giveaway is. So I had a bunch of travel plans, and I was going to do a bunch of book signings. My book came out in November of 2019. And so, you know, by the time March rolled around and everything shut down, all the things that I was planning on doing, I was going to do, I'm in Florida, and I was going to do a bunch in California, and I had all these plans. Well, everything got shut down. People are struggling right now, and the holidays are coming up. So I said, okay, what can I do? So this is what I'm doing. I'm doing a $500 cash gift. So this is how it works. So the goal is to sell 1,000 copies of my book, Postcards to the Universe. And once the goal is met, one person will win $500, or I'm going to gift them, actually, $500. So you have to have a proof of purchase. The only books purchased are going to be during the giveaway dates. Those are the ones that are eligible. So you're going to have to email me your proof of purchase and your date of purchase with your full name at postcardstotheuniverse@gmail.com. And you can find that on my website. So it goes right to my email. Now, I'm doing this on Instagram, and I'm posting it tomorrow on Instagram. So if you're on there, I'm asking people to like me and to hashtag giveaway postcards to the universe. But if you're not on Instagram, that's okay, because I'm announcing it to you guys first. But when you do email me, if you want to be a part of it, you just let me know that you heard it on the show, so that way I can know where it's coming from. I'm going to end the giveaway November 30th. And like I said, I must sell 1,000 books for the winner to receive the $500. So share it with your friends and family. And there's one entry per purchase. So no refunds or returns, because that makes you ineligible. And what I am doing also is two entries per person if you also leave me a review on Amazon or Goodreads. And you can email me the review to make sure your added entry is counted. So for the second prize, I'm giving away 50. I created an online manifesting through gratitude visual course workbook, which is valued at $29, which is actually more than what the book costs. I'm giving 50 people that as a second prize. So of course, I have to read you the disclaimers, right? Have to, legally. So $500 will be given just to one, but only if I reach 1,000 books. There are no refunds or returns. You have to email me at postcardstotheuniverse@gmail.com with all of the requirements that I just mentioned. And you can email me if you heard about it and you're like, oh, I missed what I need. Just email me and I'll send it to you. The person's going to be chosen at random and will be contacted before the announcement to make arrangements for receiving their cash gift. The second prize, 50 people will be chosen at random also, and they're gonna receive the free 30-day online manifesting through gratitude visual course workbook. Okay, so if 1,000 books are not sold, and I don't do the cash prize, I want to still give something as a thank you for those participating. So I'm going to select 100 random names to receive the 30-day online manifesting through gratitude course workbook as a thank you for participating, because I'm really appreciating for those of you who will do that. And I just want to mention that this is a private giveaway as a gift from me. It's not associated, sponsored, endorsed, or administered by Instagram, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Mango Publishing. You have to be 18 years old, and it's only offered in the United States. And I'm going to want to announce the winner by December 7th, so whoever wins will have some extra shopping money for the holidays, right? So all this is going to be on Instagram tomorrow, and if any of you who are hearing about it today or want to do it and are not on Instagram, just email me, tell me you heard it on the radio, and I'll send you all the information. I hope you guys do it, because I'm trying to find creative ways to move my book, right? Everything is energy, so I have to move my book. So since I got shut down, as we all did, right, our life, what could I do to be creative? And because I got shut down, a lot of the things I spent money on, I have saved a little to do this, because I'm not going out and doing those things, right? So I'm like, you know what? I think this is going to be a good thing. So that's what I'm doing. Okay. So now to get to my guest this week, I'm just going to read a little bit about Mole Mama. She is a San Diego-based author, home chef, a vlogger, a podcaster. Diving into her Latina roots, she uses her magical mocajete and other tools and techniques that made her food taste like grandma used to make back in Mexico. Her book, Mole Mama, a memoir of cooking, of love, cooking, and loss, shares the story of how she perfected her beloved mother's recipes. Readers swear that they smell señora enchiladas, Spanish rice, mole, and other delicious Mexican foods simmering in their kitchens as they read her book. Mole Mama recipes, YouTube cooking videos, and weekly podcast celebrates family recipes, cooking delicious meals at home, and adding love to every recipe. Along with her guest chefs, Diana explores recipes and traditions from around the world and the stories that keep them alive. Most of her podcasts will make you hungry. That is absolutely true. And you may find yourself dancing in your kitchen to salsa music. She is calling everyone to return to their kitchens and to preserve their living and past ancestors' favorite recipes and stories for future generations. We need to try to preserve our culture and not just let those favorite recipes disappear forever. The common thread of every cherished family recipe is that they were homemade with love, and that's the real secret ingredient, says Malay Mama. For many home chefs, cooking is their preferred love language, and that's why we cherish her recipes. Their love has the power to transcend any ordinary recipe into magic. You can find her and all her information on her website, www.molemama.com. That's MOLEMAMA.com. Hi, Diana. I'm so happy you're here with me.
Hola, Melissa. I'm so delighted to be here. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh my God, thank you. How are you doing?
I am good. Really good.
Good. You're doing our, Diana's over in California. I'm here in Florida. So we met in a writer's workshop. So we were learning how to do book proposals. This is before my book came out and before her book came out. God, how many years ago was that now?
I think it's 6 years ago, Melissa.
No.
I think so.
That's insanity. Where does the time go? That's crazy.
Yeah.
So much has happened. Well, during the group, and there was about, what was it, 8 of us from the original 20 group stayed connected and stayed friends. And I asked you guys to make me a manifesting postcard for my project, and you made me one. So you want to share a little bit about the postcard and everything? Because so much stuff from the postcard is what you're doing right now.
Yes. So first of all, I just want all your listeners to know that when you're going to create a postcard, you don't have to be creative, artistic, excuse me, at all, because I am not. I tried to draw like a picture of a plate of food, because I make Mexican food, and I swear it looks like an amoeba. So, but the important thing is I put the words in of all the things that I wanted to manifest. And at the time, as Melissa mentioned, I didn't have a YouTube channel. I didn't have a book. I hadn't done any of these things that now I'm doing on a regular basis. And I also, on the backside of the card, I wrote how I would feel when all these things were happening. And I have to say, Melissa, that I remember thinking about the grandiose claims that I was making as far as how many listeners, how many this, how many that. And this last week, I, with one of my YouTube videos, hit 200,000 views.
Oh,
so
my God.
I know, right?
That's awesome. And
so, but at the time, I was like, oh, yeah, of course, this will never happen. And I was just writing down my dreams. And now most of this stuff is real. So,
I know. I love it. And
crazy.
Diana's story is in my book also. So you can find out like more about her story in the book. But yeah, so her story and her postcard is in the book. And I was trying to get creative with her postcard. So I had to find a mocajete. So my neighbor, who is Latin, I asked her if I could borrow hers for the picture. And she's like, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. Because I wanted
That's
it
so
to
sweet.
Look good. I wanted it to look good. Yeah. Okay. So there's going to be a lot of people listening that are hearing you for the first time. So you want to tell us a little bit about what is Molly Mama? Like what is it? How did it manifest and all that stuff?
So for probably 15 years, I had this voice telling me that I needed to do a blog about family recipes. I used to cook with my mom growing up and just loved cooking with her so much. And I worked in the corporate world and I kept pitching it to different companies and I kept saying, no, that'll never work. That'll never work. And so finally I did it on my own, and it was part of the postcard, part of wanting to write a book. And that's how it happened.
And so now I have a weekly podcast that I interview chefs from all around the world, entrepreneurs, artisans, and as well as writing and publishing my book and my YouTube channel where I share recipes. I'm on Instagram. So it all came about with this desire to share family recipes that we cherish and that we love, and to really celebrate great food that's made in our kitchens. That food, when you go into somebody's house, you kind of like, time stops. And you're just right there because whatever you're putting in your mouth is like, oh my goodness. And it encourages us to connect and to talk to each other. And I know, so that's what it was really all about. It was really about wanting to create something that would really help people to connect to each other. True food.
I love that. I love it. Well, I was visiting Diana. Like I said, we met in this group and we became good friends, and I'm just so grateful for her. So I was invited, which she was kind enough to invite me to stay with her for a little while last year. Was it last year? Yeah, it was last summer. Not this past summer, obviously, the summer before, 2019 summer. And we did a little photo project of her recipes. And let me tell you something. That week, I ate so unbelievable. Oh, my God. So it was, that house just smelled delicious. We're already at the break time. So I have a bunch of questions I want to ask you, but I'm not going to ask you them yet until we come back. So just stay tuned, guys, and I'll be back with Mole Mama.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back. These breaks are so quick, which I absolutely love. So if you're listening to my show for the first 20 minutes, you know I have Mole Mama's Diana Silva on. So thanks again for being here. I have tons of questions for you, and we're sharing what Mole Mama is and what you do. And so you decided that you wanted to do YouTube videos and a podcast. So what's that been like? Like, how is that working for you? Because you're doing in your home kitchen, your cooking videos.
I am.
I know. Yeah. It's a great kitchen. It's such a beautiful kitchen. I love it.
You know what? It's really fun. It's a lot of work. The cooking videos are definitely a lot of work because, you know, I want to go back when you stayed with me, because you're taking pictures for this new cookbook that I'm going to have at some point. And okay. Melissa is an amazing photographer, which is something she doesn't really talk about. But your pictures, I remember seeing some of the photos that you took of my mole specifically and crying, because I'd never seen my food look so good. And you, the way you honored that recipe, that family recipe, was just so beautiful, Melissa.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun to create the content. I love my podcast. I love talking to other chefs and hearing about their stories and just connecting with them. That is fantastic. And I do that in my kitchen. And recently we started posting my podcast to YouTube in addition to iTunes and Spotify and other channels. And it's really interesting because people on YouTube love seeing us even if we're just sitting there talking. So yeah, it's fun. It's very, very fun. And I love it.
That's so interesting. Yeah. That's so interesting that people are, because the podcast is kind of like what we're doing now, except it's pre-recorded and you're just having a conversation, right? And asking your guests about the about themselves and what they do. It's interesting that people are like loving to watch the videos of you guys to put a, put your face with your voice, I guess, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I want to ask, talking about your YouTube videos, is it your crunchy tacos that hit 200,000?
Yes. That is my most popular recipe on YouTube. Most definitely. Yes.
Well, it is so, it was crazy. I mean, that and your queso and your salsa and your guacamole, I think I lived on that for a week. But her crunchy tacos are so good, and they're really easy to make.
They're so easy to make. All you need is some tortillas and some corn oil. It's that easy.
It's
and you just
really
fry
easy.
Them, right? It's so simple. And it's really fun for me, Melissa, to see people making those crunchy tacos literally all over the world. And some people send me pictures. I had somebody in Croatia asking about tortillas that they could use because they couldn't find corn tortillas. So I helped them understand how to make it with flour. But I just think about my mama. Gosh, she would make my mom, I'm sure. She was just must be smiling to just be like, people are making my tacos? Really? Like all over the place? Like, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you brought up your mom, Rose, because a lot of these recipes were passed down to you from your mom and from your grandmother and, you know, keep going back in your family. So share a little bit about your mom and then I want to talk about your book because we need to talk about your book for sure. So go ahead, share about Rose, Miss Rose.
Yeah, so I grew up on a dairy farm and so we spent a lot of in a very, very big family. And I just started cooking with my mother, like probably since the time I was 9 years old. And we always cooked together. And she was like the most amazing cook. And I'm sure a lot of you listening going, yep, my mom was the most amazing cook. And I think a lot of us just feel that way. And that's good.
Right.
But for me, she really was. And the reason my everything is called Mole Mama is I think that my mother's mole was the best on the planet. So what that so that's it's named after her for her amazing mole. And if you've never had mole before, it is a very rich sauce that you can put on different types of vegetables or meat, but it's very similar to curry, but in the Mexican tradition, it can either be a sweet or a savory sauce. And so that's how it happened. But my mom loved to cook. She made us homemade tortillas, flour tortillas, tortillas de harina every day. And oh my gosh, if you haven't had homemade flour tortillas, oh my goodness. and just, you know, we were on the farm, so food was plentiful. And she was making homemade beans all the time and rice and carnitas and enchiladas. And just, I ate good as a kid. I don't even eat as good now. You know, just, I'm like, so we just had this delightful relationship. And even when I moved away, I spoke to her every single day of my life until she went to heaven. So she really was my best friend. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe she made tortillas every day.
Oh, they're so good. They were so good.
Every day. Well, it's very similar in the Italian, you know, if you're Italian, it's similar to that, you know, we're all about food, right? We're always surrounded by food. You have company over, you have food. There's something going on, food, Sundays, food, dinners, food, you know? So I kind of, it's just a different kind of food.
Yeah.
So I understand it and I resonate with it so much, you know? Well, I just want to, okay, so your book is titled Mole Mama, A Memoir of Love, Cooking, and Loss. And I'm just going to read the jacket for people. So it says, in this heartfelt love story, and I love that you called it a love story, Diana shares the intimate journey of her mother's final 13 months. She cooks her mother's heirloom Mexican recipes every weekend while Rose presides from her nearby hospice bed and completes taste tests to ensure that Diana has perfected her favorite dishes. Rose also uses this precious time to help Diana understand the secrets to a good life, forgiveness, love, faith, and gratitude for every moment. Diana hopes that her story will inspire you to be courageous, present, authentic, and vulnerable during your farewell journeys. And that's what's so beautiful about the book, because you do have recipes in the book, but it's not a recipe book. But it is about cooking together and about love and about sharing your stories with your mom. And when it first came out, I think I'm a fast reader anyway, but I think I finished it, Diana, if I remember, in 2 days. Like, that's how I just couldn't put it down. Like, I was, and I think I was the first one to leave you a review.
You were. It was
just so beautiful because of the way you talk about your journey. So why don't you share a little bit about what happened with your mom? Because on chapter one, it says 3 days to say goodbye. A doctor, a family member, or friend utters these dreaded words. There's nothing more that can be done but to make your loved one comfortable. And you think they told you your mom had 3 days and she lived 13 months? 13 months.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's pretty incredible. So I'll let you share because it's your story, not mine.
Thank you. No, she was given 3 days. She ended up living 13 months. And during that time, I would visit on the weekends. I lived 4 hours away. I would drive to her home, to my hometown every weekend, and I would cook her food for the whole week because my mom, like I mentioned, had been an amazing, amazing home chef, and she wanted to eat her own recipes. And the other thing was, is that none of those recipes, none of the family recipes had ever been written down. So I didn't have them written down. And every time I would make her beans and her chili, I would call and go, okay, is it cloves? Is it cumin? What is it? So I knew, Melissa, that she wasn't going to be around. Mm-hmm. So I took that time to really perfect those recipes. And I was writing them down and I was, you know, making her mole and taking her spoonful when she was in bed and saying, okay, what does it need? This, that. And she was coaching me through it to perfect it. And when I was doing this, I never thought that I was in the process of writing a book, but I was taking notes. I was writing things down. And then I was communicating with friends and family, whatever, at the time through Facebook Messenger. So I had like basically just a journal of everything that happened. So it was just, so later on when a friend mentioned, you know, you should write this down, it'll help other people that are experiencing the same thing when they say goodbye to their family members. And I started thinking about it and I went, oh my gosh, I have all this content. I have all this information already. It was just amazing how it worked out. But for me, it was such, I know for my mom, she suffered a lot during those 13 months, but it was such a beautiful opportunity for me to really perfect those recipes and spend that time with her. It was just such a gift.
Yeah. I mean, especially because you were working full time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
You were in a relationship. And you had your two sons still living in the house, if I remember, at this time. Your sons
teenage
were small.
Teenage sons. Teenagers.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you were driving on the weekends in terrible traffic going to do this. And what really struck me in the book is you don't sugarcoat it. There's some really, you know, when you're talking about what your mother went through, you know, you can see that it's not easy. But how the whole family would always still show up as your mom, because her bed was in the middle of the living room, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you brought her bed, her hospice bed. So she's in the center, and you're cooking, and family and friends are still coming and surrounding her. And that's so much about what's going on in the book.
Yes, and that's the way my mom lived her life. My mother was just this very accepting, loving person. And it was no surprise to me that's the way she exited, surrounded.
Yeah.
She had built that. And because I really do believe that we kind of reap what we sow, and that it was no surprise to me. And even when she passed, like, her whole hospice team showed up at our house, and they were like, you know, there's only supposed to be one of us here, but we have to. She's our family too. And, and yeah, I mean, so she just, she had that ability to just bring people to her.
Yeah. Yeah, she definitely did. And you can tell, and you talk about, you know, your sister, and your sister was there too, helping take care. And I mean, you even talked about situations about with the dogs, because your mom had dogs and everything that was going on and all the chaos that was surrounding her. And you, I just love when you're talking about how you would be like to your mom, like, taste this. And she would tell you, no, you didn't have it right yet.
Yeah,
it's just such a, it's such a real and heartwarming and touching story. And I really think that anybody, especially our moms, right? Our moms, you know, like, having our moms and then losing our moms is like such a hard journey that we, most of us, have to go through at some point. And I really think that this book, for anybody who lost their mother or any parent really, would be so helpful, especially with the holidays coming up, because that's when we really miss our loved ones.
It is. And if I could just thank you for all of that, Melissa. And if I could just add, I think that even me, I knew my mom was dying, and I knew it for a long time, and we got so much extra time. But even after she was gone, I was still in that grief, just fog. And it was really how I started coming out of that fog was cooking her recipes. And I remember that I didn't want to cook them. And, you know, it just made me too sad. And, like, one day in my fog, I just started making her Spanish rice. And it was just a little robot Diana. I was just making her rice, not even thinking about it. And all of a sudden, I was like, I was crying, but I felt so connected to her. It's my house smelled like her. It smelled like my childhood home. And I would say for our listeners today, if you do have a loved one that you've lost, and if you love to cook, I think making their recipes is a great way to reconnect with them. I have found that to be so helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember, because we were talking when you were writing the book, and I remember you, when you finished the book, how you felt, right? Because you felt like your mom was like over your shoulder, like the whole time you were writing it, and you're doing her recipes and you're perfecting everything. And it's like, you're still in this, you're having this physical relationship with her almost still, even though she wasn't here. And when you finished the book, how you felt. Why don't you share that? Because I remember you telling me that.
Yeah. So I used to get up every morning at 5:30 to write my book before I would go to work. And that's how I got it done. And when I finished with my first draft, I was in my living room. And I texted my husband, who was in the other room, because we're weird. We do stuff like that. And he came to say, I'm done. You know, so he came running in. And I was sitting there crying. And he was like, why are you crying? And I said, because I felt like she was with me, like you said, every step of the way. Like, I was having a conversation with her. And I knew that we were going to be going into the next phase, into the editing and all the other stuff. And it wasn't going to be the same, because I felt like she was part of the creation of her story. Like, she was a creative contributor to this story, for sure.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I could totally see that. I totally get that. That makes so much sense to me. And that's why I think anyone who is going through something similar could connect so much, even if cooking isn't your love language, you know, and it doesn't have to be, right? It doesn't have to be about the cooking, right? So just the connection and the journey, and you're so compassionate. And I think because you've experienced it, people who are going through it are maybe actively grieving right now would really appreciate your story, because they could relate to it on such a deep level.
I that's a lot of the feedback that I've gotten from the book, is that, and I've received handwritten letters. I've gotten, you know, of course, book reviews and messages on Instagram and Facebook. But a lot of people that have read the book have said that it's helped them to feel like they weren't alone. Like there's somebody else that understands what they're going through or what they've gone through. And you're absolutely right. It doesn't matter if you connect through cooking or maybe it's, you know, doing puzzles together. Mm-hmm. But it is that spending time with those people that we love. And that's what that my story is really about, is how I was able to spend time with her.
Yeah. It reminds me of, what was that, Tuesdays with Maury? Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the book?
Yes.
Yeah. It really reminds, and I remember reading that book and just falling in love with it. And when I read your book, it very much reminded me of that. And that's the feeling that I got out of it. And I love it. All right. So I have more I want to talk about, but I don't want to get into it because I know we're coming up to our second break here in just a second. Because I don't want to be cut off. So we're going to go to a break and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. I am. It's so great to catch up with you, Diana. I feel like we haven't caught up lately. So I'm so happy that you're here.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be here, Melissa.
It's fun talking to you. Okay, so we talked a little bit about your book, but I wanted the story. Okay, so the story of the Mocajete is really, so your Mocajete that you do most of your cooking in, that thing worked the whole week I was there. You were like grinding those herbs and that thing has been in your family for how long? Which I love it because to me it's got magical properties. So, and I, you know me all about the magical stuff. So I love it. So how long has it been in your family?
I'm not exactly sure. I know it's more than 100 years because it belonged to my, it belonged to my abuelita, Magdalena.
And it's on the cover of her book. So if anybody wants to, it's her Mocajete, the cover. She took the photo of the cover, which you did a really good job, by the way. And that's before I gave you all those photography tips. So I'm very proud of you.
Who knows what I can do now?
Exactly. But your grandmother came over to America from Mexico. And tell us a little bit about that experience, and she, and that was like one of her cherished items that she brought with her, right?
Yes. So the story goes that she walked into our country illegally from Mexico. She carried one suitcase, and in the suitcase was her, I call it her magical mocajete. And so she gave it to my mother, and my mother used it for many, many years. And then my mother gave it to me probably around 10 years before my mother passed away. So I've had it for a long time now too. And as Melissa mentioned, I use it all the time. And I love pounding in it. It's like there's a
lever,
there's magic in it. I mean, it's just a lovely tool. And it's very similar, if you don't know what it is, to a pester in a bowl. And it's it works as well as my blender. So it works really well. I do think it has some magic in there. And I think about the stories that my mocajete could tell of all the meals that it's participated in.
That would be something. That would be really incredible, because I think of it like everything your grandmother touched is still in the energy, and that is in that. And everything your mother touched and made, and all her intentions and her dreams and her sorrows and all that stuff is in that. And then you're doing it. So there's, that's why when you say you're about, it's about cooking with love, it's different than a blender, right? Maybe a blender would be easier.
Yes.
Maybe. I don't know. Yes. You know, I'm not a very, I don't cook a lot, so I don't know. But maybe a blender would be easier, but it misses the magic. And it's an heirloom. You know, most people pass down heirlooms like properties or like jewelry. And not that that's not beautiful or anything, but there's something so cool about, it's 100 years old, and it's been serving people food with love for 100 years. Like, right? Like, if you think about that, that's awesome. I could see why she carried it with her across the border.
No, it's fantastic, and I'm just so delighted that I have it. And you're absolutely right. I think it's more fun than a blender, because there is something about pounding. And I like that pounding sound. And I there's something about it. I don't know if it's rhythmic, you know, like kind of the drum thing, and you're connecting to the earth, and it's made out of volcanic rock. But I just love it. I'm so grateful.
Yeah, and that baby is heavy, because I lifted it. And I love that it always smells like food. Like, it always smells like good, like herbs and seasoning, like no matter what you do to it.
You can't clean it. It's impossible.
It smells so good. So I like stuff like that, because that taps into my love of things that are fantastical. You know, like you and I talked, like we were talking about like water for chocolate and chocolat, like these stories about magic and mysticism and, you know, practical magic. And when she's doing all the herbs and they're creating all this stuff, there's something about that for me that's very, I don't know, I'm sure I was a witch in my past life, you know, or a medicine, you know, person or whatever, because I connect to that very much. And that's what I love about your book and your story.
Thank you, Melissa. No, I think about that too. And I, especially now that as I'm aging, and I sometimes look at my hands and I'm like, those are my mama's hands. And I see them in the mocajete, and I'm just like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, your mom, she's just looking down, so proud. You know she is. You know she is. You just know it. And then I had you, we were doing something together, I think a different, like a podcast or something. I remember, and I told you I smelled roses. And yes. I never smell roses in my apartment because we were going to talk about your mom. And I knew she came, she was like giving us her blessing. Yeah, I'll never forget that because I don't have any roses in my apartment, you know, in my house. So all of a sudden I got this really strong smell of them. Yeah. And I was like, oh, somebody's Aww. Here. So what has this whole journey been like for you? I mean, the going from the corporate world and, you know, and then, you know, the experience of writing the book, creating Molly Mama, what has that been like?
It has been such an amazing experience. I've met so many amazing people like you and so many others. And I can't even, like, I never imagined that my life could be like this. It's really, there's something quite, I'm probably overusing this word, but there is something quite magical about doing what you love. Mm-hmm. It really is. And there are many nights when I'm up super late and I'm working on something and I'm like, oh gosh, I'm never going to figure out how to fix this thing on my website or, you know, something's going on. But even then it's that love of doing what I love. I mean, I love writing and creating content and connecting with people and cooking. And, you know, it's just it's just been such a fun experience. And like I said, you know, my little postcard, oh my gosh, who knew? Who knew the power of that postcard?
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Me too. I have it safely I have my postcard book. And it's all safe, and I'm like the keeper of them, the keeper of of the postcards. I love them. No, really, I love them. Like they make me so happy. They really do. Sometimes I'll just sit and I'll take them out and I'll look at everybody's, and yeah, I really do. I really love them. So I totally understand what you're saying. I just wanted to mention, Diana does almost every part of her mole business too. I mean, you're even video editing your podcast. Like, so not only are you making all the ingredients in your food, you're doing all the ingredients in Mole Mama.
Yes.
It's a lot of work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is. I've learned a lot, and I know that someday I'm gonna have a staff. I'm gonna have a bigger staff than I have now.
So we'll make a postcard. Now you have to make a postcard on that, on having assistants and staff that you can dictate this to, and you can focus your energy where you want it and you're creative. You say you're not creative, but see, you are creative. You just think of yourself as like not like creative, like a painter, you know, or that kind of thing. But your canvas is your food. That's where your creativity comes out. It's just another language of creativity, and yours is food. Mine happens to be photography, right? That's where I like to do mine, right? So what have you know what I wanted to ask you, and I wrote this question down because I didn't want to forget. What have you learned about yourself during this whole journey?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, I thought so too.
It's a really good question because I think about that. And I think I've gotten really clear on what's important and what's not. Because I have to be, I think the commodity that I need the most right now is more time. I don't have that.
Right.
So it's like, oh, if you could give me anything, give me some time. I'll take a 36-hour day, please. but I can't get that. So I think when you are focused and you have limited time, because I still have a day job, you get really clear on what's important.
Yeah. I agree.
And I think that's what I've learned is what's important, and also to celebrate the little wins and to let go of the mistakes, because I've made a lot of mistakes. Melissa. We could probably do a show for several hours on the things that I've done wrong. So, but trying to, you know, just let those go, let them go. And I think my husband had recently such great advice. He said, you know what, do a postmortem on this last thing that you did that you think was a mistake. He goes, take notes, write down what you think you did well, where you failed, and how you might show up differently or do it differently next time. I thought that was so great.
He's so good at that kind of stuff. He always comes up with really great things. Yeah, like that. That's really, really good. Yeah, I like that. I agree with you. I agree with you. And I think being quarantined has even exemplified that even more, right? What's important? What's really important? Yeah. What's not important, right? So it's really interesting. It's really interesting how everything that is happening and unfolding. And so you and I talk, so I know these things, but so we were talking about what you're thinking, because I know you're going to be doing more books. That is a for sure. So what are you thinking about for your second book? I'll let you share what you want to share about it.
Yeah, so you took a bunch of pictures that we're going to use in my second book, which will be a cookbook, but it's also going to be fiction. So it's going to be a combination of fun, kind of mystical, magical experiences with some recipes.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
And what you said before about, you said it about the mocajete, like what magic does the mocajete have to share, right? So that'll be in the book, I'm assuming, like that kind of.
Yes. Yeah. So we have a working title. It's Molly Mama's Magical Mocajete. So that's done.
That's done.
And we have some really great pictures that Melissa took.
So that's done.
And we have a bunch of recipes.
It's just you writing it now, right? And putting it together.
Yes, and I've written parts of it, and then it's been a journey. Restart, rework.
Yes, I do know, because you have an idea, and so many times the book will go in a completely different direction than you thought it was going, right? Or or when you go back to the rewrites, like you'll finish a chapter or two, you go to rewrite, you're checking, and you're like, ooh, I'm not digging this at all. Or you'll be like, ooh, this is really good. I need to expand on this. So you're still, it's a lot. Writing is a lot. It's a lot.
Yes,
it's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
And I just want to say for our listeners, Melissa's book is really well done. Your book is lovely. It has so many helpful tips, because there's how do you do your postcard, but there's so much more than that. Mm-hmm. There's so much more, just great lessons on how to live your best life. You did a great job. I love your book. So.
Thank you. I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of it. Yeah. And I wanted there to be something for everybody. I wanted there to be something, even if it's just a small tidbit for everyone, you know, to get something out of it. I wanted people to look at fun things that they can do to help them tap into that energy, because it's all about energy. Everything is all about the energy we put into it. And that's why when you said when you're doing something you love, there's that quality, that magical quality about it, because it's what you're really doing is you're in that energy. I mean, vortex, for lack of a better word. I don't know another word to use, but you know, where you're feeling super creative and joy and fulfilled, and you know what it is. It feels good.
Yeah.
It has that good feeling. So people who are interested, who are hearing about you, where would you tell them to go to find you? Like, where's the best way that they can reach out to you or find you? Or
just go to mollymama.com, because I think that's kind of the central place, because from there you can get to my YouTube channel, my podcast, and Instagram and Facebook and all those other things. But go to my website.
Because you can watch your videos. How many videos do you have going out on YouTube?
It's over 100. It's over 100.
You have
I don't
over
know.
100 videos on there? Holy cow.
Because I have a lot of my podcasts now. So
right, 100. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and people can learn how to make your crunchy tacos, which are super easy and delicious. Every time I talk to you and we have like a do a podcast together or whatever we do, I always leave the show really hungry.
Oh, I can't wait to cook for you again. I absolutely can't wait. I just also want to do a plug for another recipe that's getting very popular. It's called my 30-minute mole recipe, because it's really fast. You can make it from dried ingredients. You can get on Amazon or anywhere, and it's easy and it's yummy.
So. 30 minutes? That's really good.
Yes.
Because
yes,
I was in your
easy.
Kitchen and it wasn't nowhere near 30 minutes. Wow.
We made the real one. We made the hard one. So, no, I have a recipe that's a simple version of that.
Well, I am so grateful for you for being here with me today, Diana. Thank you so much for joining me. I so appreciate it. It was really great having you on. I love talking to you.
Aw, it was so fun talking to you, Amiga. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, guys. So remember, if you want to participate in the cash gift giveaway, and if you have any questions, you can email me on postcardstotheuniverse.com and make a manifesting postcard. You heard Diana? Look at her story. Thanks for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. And I'll see you all next time. Have a wonderful week. Ciao.